Hey, so in today's conversation, we're going to be talking about embracing duality in life. Stay tuned, it's a really good one. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Fortify and Flourish, where we discuss the best ways to fortify your mind so that you can experience a flourishing life. I'm your host, Tami Shiambade. And in today's conversation, I'm really excited about this topic because I think that it's going to be really insightful, and I hope and believe that it's going to increase our capacity, right? Our capacity for life, for business, just with this little simple insight. And so I'm going to start by saying a quote. Should I start with a quote? I don't think I'm going to start with a quote. I think I'm going to just jump into it. Here's the thing. I want us to talk about embracing duality in life. What do I mean? Because you're like, okay, Tami, embracing duality in life. Okay. Where are we going with this? I have made an observation along the way. Some people have contributed to that observation, but I have recognized that life is filled with dualities and that there are always two sides to every coin. And this shows up in our lives in a variety of ways. This shows up with opportunities, that every opportunity has two sides to it. This shows up with regards to also different personal traits that we might encounter, right? All of our traits have two sides to them. And this shows up when it comes to the different choices that we have, that we always have a choice. All right, and so let me start with this. Dr. Darius Daniels says that we should choose our heart. And when he said that, it made me think about a whole bunch of other things. So we're going to just follow me, okay? Just stay along for the ride. It's all going to make sense. But when he was talking about choosing your heart, he was talking about how life presents us all with options. Like, there's always going to be two hearts available to us, like hard decisions, hard options that are available. And so this is, I think, the signature example of this, right? So it's really difficult to work hard to establish your business and to grow your brand and to become everything that you have desired. It's really difficult, really hard work, like really, really hard. Nobody tells you how much hard work this requires, but it's difficult work. At the same time, it's really hard being poor. It's really hard not making ends meet. It's really hard. Sometimes it's really hard working for other people who don't see your value. Like, it can be really difficult. So there are options. Like, it's like you can choose to work for yourself, but know that that might involve, especially at the beginning, some long days and long nights, you know, or you could choose, you know, you can choose to work for someone else. And again, that's a beautiful choice. I'm not saying that this is a right or wrong choice. You could choose to work for somebody else where you know you'll have a salary, but you'll have beautiful security, right? But it might be difficult because you might not have the same flexibility that an entrepreneur might have. And I'm not even saying for sure, I'm just letting you know that that exists. Or you could even choose to say, you know what, I don't really want the hard work of entrepreneurship. And yeah, I'm not really crazy about the hard work of working for somebody else, so I'm not going to apply myself fully. I might just choose, you know, I don't like things that much. I might just choose to be poor. Now, I'm not saying anybody chooses to be poor. That's not what I'm saying at all. But there are certain hardships that are associated with that as well. And essentially, we get to make up our mind. We get to decide, okay, which hard do I want to apply my efforts towards? I like the way that came out. Which hard do I want to apply my efforts towards? Because I know I have limited energy. I know I have limited strength. So there's going to be certain things that I get to make a decision about where I invest my energy. And it's like, which hard will I choose to invest my energy towards? Right? And so it's like, which difficulty, which challenge am I going to embrace? Now, that's one example of the duality that exists in life. But the other place that I often find it existing, again, is in our traits, right? And so this is how it usually manifests. This is how we usually see it. All of us have these character traits that have been given to us or that we've developed because of socialization, because of the environment that we've lived in, but we have personality traits that are associated with who we are. And so many times we as a society and we individually like to label these personality traits, and the labels usually have really harsh judgments associated with them. The judgments could be good, the judgments could be bad. Some people believe that extroverts are super this or super that, and there's a label associated with it. You know, some people might say that ambition is X, Y, and Z and put a label associated with that. Some people might say that somebody who is principled is one thing or another, and a label is placed with that. You know, and so there are labels that we place to these things, and these labels often have judgments associated with them. So if you have a particular trait, any trait that you have, and you've put a label on it that says, oh, this trait is good, or this trait is bad, and you've really embraced and leaned into the definitive nature that this is good or this is bad, what you are doing is you are ignoring the duality that exists and that is inherent in every one of us. Right? And I think that that's kind of dangerous. I think that that's one of those things when we're talking about fortifying our mind. I think the outward external labeling of these traits, right? This judgment that we place, I believe that that is limiting. Now, again, this is just me. This is my experience. I tend to choose the things that I think are going to best serve me. And what do I mean? I choose to look at perspectives that are going to best serve my overall desires or my overall outlook, my overall goals, the things that I'm aiming towards in life. And I think that I believe in living a life of grace, right? And in living a life of grace, adding and placing judgments on things and just limiting them to one spectrum is really harsh. Let me give you an example. I'm talkative. I've embraced it finally. It's taken me some time because I go through my seasons. My family, there's a current debate as to whether I'm introverted or extroverted in my family. I think I'm introverted, but you know, we're very much on the middle. So I can say maybe that I'm an ambivert now. But anyways, all of this to say, I am talkative. Like, I'm not a morning person, but if you wake me up and you ask me to talk, I can do it because it's just the nature of how I am. Now, if I take that talkative nature and then I put a label on it and I say it's bad, then I'm going to start spending a lot of energy either being really upset with myself, being harsh on myself, trying to silence myself and trying to, change myself into something that I'm not. Right? And it's really, it's beating down on me if I add that label that being talkative is bad. On the flip end, if I'm like, oh, being talkative is amazing and it's great and blah, 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 you know, there might be some moments of quietness that I bypass because I've overly attributed this trait to being something super positive. My encouragement to myself and to all of us who are listening is to choose the middle ground and to say, hey, you know what? I can recognize that my trait to talk a lot can be both good and it can be bad. And in recognizing the duality that exists in that trait, I can tell myself there are times to dial up and times to dial down. And I don't need to add a judgment to it. And I think that that's how we are supposed to live life. I actually think that this is the heart of stewardship. I think the heart of stewardship is recognizing that in life we are given various things that have been dealt to us. And it is our choice to recognize that our experiences are objectively experiences. And we get to add the labels to them that define how we move through the different experiences. So I'll give you an example. A layoff might be extremely hard. Layoffs are hard. Losing your job or changing, tough things in the job industry, right? And in the workforce is really, 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 really difficult. And there's nothing wrong with recognizing that it is difficult, that it's a hard season, but we have a choice as to how we're going to label it. Are we going to label it as being the end? Or are we going to label it as being a transition, the beginning of something else? It is, in fact, the end of something, and it is also, at the same time, the beginning of something as well. And we can choose which one of those truths, because they are both true simultaneously, we will lean into in order to navigate the next season. So I can choose to recognize that, yes, this layoff experience has been very difficult, but it could be, if I choose to make it, the beginning of something beautiful. Right? and in that we are being stewards of our experiences. And we can do that every single time. An opportunity, an experience, a character trait, a person comes our way. We can embrace the fact that there is a duality, even in terms of difficult times and positive times. You know, I've shared this before, I believe. You know, I lost my father a couple of years ago, and I have had to confront the reality that my high moments will always have a duality that includes a low moment because I will miss my father. You know, it's just truth. It's the way that it is. And it's okay. It's difficult, but it's okay. I choose not to only focus on how much I'll miss him, because I will miss him, and I choose not to ever silence that. I will never act like I don't miss my dad. But I also will not allow myself to miss out on the opportunities that life will present me with joy. Like every single opportunity I get to be happy, that I get to celebrate my loved ones, to celebrate my life, to be thankful, I'm going to take it. You know why? Because life is going to dish out more experiences that will continue to have this duality that exists. So whenever I can get some joy in my life, I'm going to take it. I'm going to choose that. It might be difficult, but I'll choose that hard any day, every day. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. It is not easy, but I think in embracing this choice, in embracing this duality, let's take it back into business. Let's take it back into our everyday lives. In embracing this, this will allow us to see hidden opportunities that others might miss because they are overly focused on the negative judgment that has been placed on the options that are in front of us. Now, I think that was kind of heavy. But I think it's important to recognize. I think it's important if we are going to be these entrepreneurs that change the world, entrepreneurs that are innovative, people who really serve with purpose, we have to be willing to recognize that. It comes with the territory. It is a package deal. But listen, I believe in you, and I know that you can. I know that you will. It might not come easily or naturally to you at first, but I want to encourage you to actively choose. Actively make the choice. Because you can. You can. You can have a conversation with yourself. You can coach yourself. You can tell yourself, and if you need help, you can choose to ask for help. We are empowered with choice every day. Now, obviously, I could go on and on. I already told you all I was a talker. But I think that we've gotten to a good point, a good stopping point, where I think that we can take some time to just go and reflect. So, as I wrap up, I want to leave you with this. Let's continue the conversation in the comment section. Tell me where you've had to face or embrace this duality and how you've navigated it in the past. What are the things you've had to kind of figure out and say, this comes with this, you know, and what has been the benefit to recognizing that duality? Until next time, my name is Tami Shiambare, and this is Fortify and Flourish. I will talk to you soon. Have an amazing, flourishing week. Bye.